Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And, of course, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm logging into the chat room as we speak for your questions and comments of the week.
All right, and everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Candace!
Right.
Now I was asking how everybody was.
Oh, man, we are
doing
good.
Fine. Once the chat room come up,
we got gravy.
Well,
I'm actually, man, you know, just living life right now, loving it at the same time. But, man, I went to see Taken 2 today, man. It's pretty good.
Pretty good movie.
Wasn't better than the first one, in my humble opinion, but it was still overall a good movie to sit through and, you know, watch.
Okay.
So it took you.
There you go. I got taken by Taken 2. This time, the daughter's real. I don't know. But, all in all, good movie. I like Liam Nelson Neeson. He's pretty good. I call him Lane.
I don't think he liked that.
That's why I call him Lane.
All right. So how was everybody's day?
I was, like I said, pretty good, man. Had a ball, man. Enjoyed the movie with the family yesterday. Got to chill with the family. Enjoyed that Bears beat down.
And nice.
We just enjoyed it all.
Yeah, I got to say.
That with a Packer loss, I'm great. That's
Packed. 21-3 in the first half, and then it all went bad.
Yeah,
whatever.
Ran out of luck.
Yeah. What's up, Drea? How you doing?
Right. I didn't like that too much. Oh, we got into that all on Facebook. But
yeah,
anyway.
I'm sure. So who we hollering at? Wait a minute. No, I got to say Happy Oppression Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oppression Day.
Yeah.
Happy Oppression Day to everybody.
So and we want to thank everybody for finding something that you didn't know was on. As a matter of fact, that was going to be the sponsor for the day, but we'll leave that a little later.
Right.
But, how y'all feel about today, man? Your boy came over here and said,
came over here. No, he didn't. He never stepped one foot over here. Cuba and the Caribbean, sure.
There
over
you go.
Here. Never.
Your boy just decided to say, hey, we just want to take this in the name of the Indians.
Yeah. No, he said we're going to take the Indians in the name of this.
I got you. Nah, that's either way.
Yep.
Yeah, but forget him, man, the boat he rode
child
in on.
Yep, child trafficking anyone? Oh,
right.
Yeah, he was big into that. He was making into that. But whatever, I digress. Who are you hollering at?
We got to holler at, we got a list of people, so bear with me. Alessandra Noble, got to say congrats on her new car. Got to holler at Sydney Johnson, Sade Walton, Carl Carter and O Money Records. They were out in Arizona. They had a big party out there.
O Money Records.
O Money. O as the letter O Money Records.
I don't know. When you started to say that Facebook page, we cooking that white in the kitchen came into mind.
Oh, chef whipping that white.
Right.
Yeah. But nah, he was out there in Arizona. Did a big concert out there with Twista. So got to shout him out. What's up, boy? Emmanuel Wright, your girl, the Facebook family member who shouted out to us this week, Ebony Love, what's going on with you? Demetria Booth, Maya Hawkins, hoping that she her day gets a little better. Tawana Andrews, we got to keep her and family in the prayer. She lost her god baby who was 7 weeks old, crazy, Serenity. So, you know,
prayers with you.
Jamise Webb, who welcomed the new baby girl to her home, so congratulations to you.
She didn't name him Jamarcus.
Nah, not good. Jamarcus Webb. No. I hope not.
Yeah, we want him to be able to, you know, do things.
Don't want him to be a slough. And got to say congrats to Anthony Davis, AD23, who won his first basketball game as a professional yesterday against the Orlando Magic, 85-80. They came back from being down 19 points, man. So I got to, yeah, got to give him a tap on the back. Good job, boy. Woo! Because I'd have bet you lost that game. I'm not going to lie to you. And that was without Dwight Howard. So, but, nah, you did your thing, man. Big ups to you. Now, on to DJ's B-Days. October 3rd, we had Sierra Hopkins. October 4th, Barbie, Roxy, and Tracy Hill. October 6th, we had Tiffany Williams, Jalos. And October 8th, we had Eric Smith. And October 9th, which is tomorrow, Calvin Martin. Two brother family will be celebrating his birthday. Oh, and oh, my bad. I forgot to say Feliz Cumpleaños to Stephanie Sandoval. That's Spanish for happy birthday.
Cumpleano.
Yeah.
Año.
Yeah, I don't use
cumpleaños.
The año. Like
yeah,
whatever.
You see the little squiggly.
Yeah, break it down.
Feliz Cumpleaños.
Feliz Cumpleaños.
Yeah, años. Like
año.
Niños, heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, años.
You know heroes. Yeah, that was in Spanish. Didn't know that. If you, it's heroes, H-E-R-O-S or whatever, and it's Edwards in Spanish. Didn't know that. I was calling them all heroes.
There you go.
It was a school called Niños Heroes, but it was Niños Edwards. Didn't know that. Whatever, man. All
right.
I thought that was life.
Edwards.
It was funny. Yeah, Edwards.
How do you spell it? Like Edwards?
Heroes. They spell it heroes. But it's Edwards. Edwards.
What?
Yeah, I guess the H, they don't like H's over there.
Wow. So that's
damn.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm a little loud. Okay.
No,
hey, you know, they don't say L. What in the L is going on over here? Oh, yeah. No, they don't have that Nelly thing.
That's what they say.
Yeah. They just don't. They don't use their H's. I don't like Fantasia.
I got you.
She don't know how to use her H's right too. But she was dumb to begin with, though.
That's
all right. With all that out the way, man, this is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you today by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems.
Mm-hmm.
Look what you done found.
Yep. Native. And also Rosie O'Donnell Front Hole Panties. Fitters are quitters by Rosie.
Dig Heem's story here I'm about to read to you people today, right? Check this out. Man drives with girlfriend on car hood.
That's called an ornament.
I know. She was like the, what's that, the Aston Martin with the girl's arms is flying back?
I was going to say Black Dynamite.
Oh, see, I ain't think of that one.
Wow.
A Georgia man was arrested for allegedly, I got the video here, but allegedly speeding down the highway with his girlfriend on the hood of his car.
It's like a motorcycle, but bigger.
And you on the front this time. Gwinnett County police arrested Jonathan Sales of Duluth on Tuesday after they received several calls. Yeah, that's what it's called. Duluth.
Iowa.
No. Yeah, I mean, it just says Duluth. They say
Duluth.
He was a... I say Duluth. That's what it...
All right, Duluth.
Nah, it's not Iowa, though. It's not Iowa.
What's up, Red Summer?
Go ahead. On Tuesday, after they received several calls from witnesses that he was driving north at 85 miles per hour in the rain on Interstate 85.
Are you serious?
Dude, I'm reading the story as I'm reading the story. That's what I'm telling you. It said he was driving north at 85 miles per hour in the rain on Interstate 85 with his girlfriend, Lidi Amu, on the windshield. I did almost a quadruple take, to be honest with you, witness Adam Marlatt told ABC affiliate. Then I see her beating on the windshield, crying as I get close.
She's begging him to pull
over. Not only will he not look at me, but he's not even paying attention to her.
And he's texting. And he's texting. He's texting his new girlfriend.
How did she slide off at 85 miles an
hour? Holding on real tight.
First off, I'm real touchy about being on cars at this point right now. I've been there, so I don't really
at
like
85 miles an hour.
Not 85, but it felt like it was close enough for me. A group of drivers boxed Silas in until he finally stopped on the exit ramp. The altercation began at their home when Amu told police. The couple was arguing and about to get into a physical fight as Amu tried to leave the apartment. Amu, that name is getting me.
Yeah, it is.
19.
Yeah, it is.
Went out to the
park. That name means trouble.
Swahili. Went out to the parking lot and sat on the hood of the Jeep until Silas came out and they argued again. Silas, 29, got into the Jeep and took off, according to the police report. He pulled into a nearby parking lot and did a U-turn, almost throwing Amu from the car. Amu told...
Oh, Amu is the
girl.
The girl.
Yeah, she's 19 and Silas is the
and
dude.
He told her to I move off my hood and
girl,
she wouldn't do it.
I don't think that's her name. He
and
gave
he
her that.
Just, yeah. Amu.
He's a move. That's the name he gave her that.
Move.
Yeah, but whatever.
Oh, you ain't?
Stop on that.
He probably drove so fast a couple of them letters flew off her last name.
Right.
Amu told police the couple fight often, but police never have been called. Amu was not injured Tuesday, but police said she was shaken when they arrived on the scene. Silas was taken to Gwinnett County Jail. He faces charges for aggravated assault, reckless conduct, and simple battery. Simple battery. That's just
wow.
What he tried to
that's
hit the
That's wrong. That should be attempted murder.
No.
I'm saying I believe.
Hey, I've been in that position. I told you. I'm not good.
Attempted murder.
Yeah, it should
get
be.
Get off my hood. This conversation's over.
Yeah. I don't care who clothes they are. You're not getting them back. That type of thing. I don't like that. That's. And
yeah.
I wanted to do a turn. Cause. That
he did
not,
a U-turn in the...
But he wasn't doing... I'm talking... He was on the expressway. I'm
okay,
sure if he did a U-turn...
on the expressway.
That's
they,
what I'm saying. I wouldn't
have
been...
straightaway expressway.
I'm saying...
He turns... And he doing 85...
Yeah, see, that's what I'm
in
saying.
In the rain.
Yeah.
On ball tires.
Of a Jeep.
Wow.
A Jeep Patriot at that.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
He was driving
they
a Jeep
a
Patriot.
Playing Ignition.
Wow. By Kale.
Wow. You know what? Wow. I got to catch my breath on that one.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was laughing.
Yeah.
Okay. When I read it.
So we're going to take this break. We'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
You know how we do. Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me taking through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle? Y'all think a nigga luddle? Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gage with Truth Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. You're on the rise, and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@act.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the Truth Brothers family. Peace.
Again, for you people who tune in, the second hour conversation will be Angels and Freaks. Want to see what that do in y'all life?
Just there you go.
Keep it like that, I guess. I don't, what you...
Oh, that's going to be fun.
The second part of that sounds real enticing, but, you know, go ahead.
Not the first part.
I'm not a big Angels fan.
I got you. Well, speaking of Angels, Riot feared over Kinky Last Supper. An art exhibition showing Jesus as a transvestite surrounded by gay and lesbian transsexual disciples has been put under police guard over fears it could provoke a riot.
Right.
They are, messing with my Jesus.
What?
Yep.
Because when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, I instantly.
Yeah. Oh, you should see this picture. Oh.
Ooh.
The image of the Last Supper by controversial Swedish artist
RuPaul.
Elizabeth Olsen Wallen.
Elizabeth O'Swallowin.
There you go.
Elizabeth O'Swallowin. I like that. Go ahead.
Depicts Jesus wearing a dress and high heels surrounded by apostles wearing S&M gear and lingerie.
Ain't nothing wrong with cross-dressing for Christ.
And cross-dressing for
Christ. Yeah, new movie.
The weird homo exhibition opened in the Siberian capital of Belgrade, surrounded by 2,000 police amid threats of massive protests. You think?
The Last Sucker.
Yeah.
That's what they called it.
That's right. Angels and Freak.
There you go.
City officials have already canceled a planned gay pride parade aimed to coincide with the show. See, they planned this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was all done.
After threats of violence and counter demonstrations by ultra-right wing groups, the march was canceled. Here's my thing. Remember when we did the show about same sex, same problems, and we was like, hey, do your thing.
Right.
Remember, I caught some flack because I said, sometimes y'all tend to take things, scotch too far.
Right.
This is one of them. Scotch too far.
Putting Jesus in drag.
In Belgrade, not the best idea in the world.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
In artistic point of view, it's just, hey, man.
You like that? So the big parade where they all singing it's all right to cross dress for God.
Don't do nothing. I don't care. Like I mean it's not like it's don't
Tyler Perry said he was behind it 100%.
That's great for Tyler.
That's great for Tyler. What you got? You got some Tyler news?
No.
You got some Alex Cross news.
No.
You finna hit me with the cat scratch. But anyway, like I said, if they march and singing whatever, hey, it's an artist's interpretation. We white people paint Jesus as being white. That's their interpretation of Jesus. They like Mel Gibson. We like Brother Man as Jesus. Who knows, right? Then you got the lesbians and the transvestites might see
who
Jesus
says,
as a cross.
I want to. He's in high heels. I love it.
I got you.
I hear you. The more power to them. I feel what you're saying. I'm just saying, not the brightest idea in the world.
I got you. That's what they hear.
818-514-1202.
Is it wrong to cross dress for Jesus? That's the question.
God.
Does Jesus like cashmere? That's a better question.
Because he's so cold up there.
His minks are nice. Have you seen Jesus' minks?
Oh,
the fur on his slippers.
S&M gear and lingerie.
That's a mess.
Nah, I don't want to see Jesus in lingerie. Though.
But hey, you just said.
I don't want to see him in a dress because I don't want to see no dude in a dress. But if a person
Here's
who's into
thing. What are they looking to invoke? What type of response are they looking to get from people?
Getting one in Belgrade.
Because as an artist, you want to put your work on exhibition. What story are you trying to tell?
And it's controversial and it's thought provoking. I feel y'all on all of that. Just like back in the 90s in New York when they was cracking down on the art with not Bloomberg, the America's mayor. When the towers went down, he was the mayor.
New York. Giuliani.
Giuliani, right. Remember, Giuliani wanted to crack down on art. So this artist came out with Piss Christ and put a Jesus on a crucifix and a bottle of piss and called it art.
Yeah.
And drove him crazy. So he was provoking the response he wanted, plus he was defending his right to for what actually is art. I get that. And I understand them but at the same time you got to think about, you know, when you want to do your next one out of Muhammad and you want to put it in Turkey, expect the response, though. That's all I'm saying.
That's
where you put it. That's all I'm saying.
I got you. I mean, I don't know if it was done to be to try to start a confrontation. I would say that.
I'm gonna put red high heels on Jesus. There ain't gonna be a confrontation. This is
no. I mean, it could have been done to spark a conversation or even some anger towards people, but I don't think it was done to spark a confrontation. Like,
right.
You know,
he wanted to provoke a conversation.
Yeah.
He wanted to provoke the controversy so you can create the dialogue. I
right.
get you.
Yeah. That's what I take it as.
Until riot gear got to get broken out.
Yeah. You know.
And then so even if you did that, when you schedule a march and a parade right next to it, to say, hey, this is where I'm coming from. You didn't think, yeah, I guess, whatever.
I mean, because, you know, I don't think a march would have got some people dealt up with. I don't know if that's the case.
Along with that?
Yeah.
That's why they're worried about a riot.
Yeah, like I said, I understand. I just think that it's just wrong. It's just, I don't think it was. If I put it like this, if people was to go over there and say, "Hey man, let's jump them because they, you know, they wrong for that."
Yeah, I agree with you. They wrong for that. I'm not saying it's okay to beat them.
You.
I'm saying just you gotta think about that.
It's like walking up to the bully with the stick and he's trying to give up beating up little kids.
Yeah,
I guess.
Hey man, look, I understand when they try to be thought provoking and at the same time they could try to be funny, because I remember when this painter in Chicago, Drew Harold Washington in his bra and stockings, and thought he was being funny. He was trying to be funny under the guise
did
of art, and it
well
didn't go over
all.
Well at all. Right.
I mean, like the dude who put the $100 bills with Martin Luther King at the strip club. That's just
right.
That was stupid.
Right. It was stupid. Right. But
he was like, man, I thought it was going.
But he was trying to say
right.
He was trying to say it was art, and he was trying to just prove he didn't. He really didn't mean to cause offense, but he didn't think it all the way out. That's what I'm saying with this.
Joy
they didn't
got
think
a pretty
it
good
all
comment.
The way out.
Her comment is, no offense, but doesn't a certain amount of homosexuality go hand in hand with the Bible?
Oh, of course.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
of course.
I got you.
Good point.
You've always said
I got
that.
You.
I've always
I got
said
a question
that.
For Dre. Don't you think a certain amount of defense is good in the second quarter, second half when you're up 21-3?
And here you go.
I'm sorry. I love you, Dre. It's cool.
It's no Dick luck at all.
Script.
No luck at all. Man.
I told you.
Yeah. It was cold out there.
The temperature dropped.
So what? We can't do nothing with Reggie Wayne. That boy is like Visa. He's
well,
everywhere you want to be.
I understand. They got the luck beat out of him.
Yeah.
They got luck.
Yeah. What the
oh,
luck?
Oh, man.
If
okay.
We, are we moving on, or are we going to sit here and clown the pack?
Let's clown the pack. No, let's
no.
move on. Let's move on.
But
enjoy
then,
the bottom of the division.
There
ahead.
You go. Lucky.
Now, look. Just a disclaimer for both of you all.
Here we go.
I ain't going to say nothing.
Yes, sir. Here we go.
Let me get through the story.
I see a clip coming.
Let me get through the story before you comment, please. Give me 1 week where I can get through the whole story, and then we
yeah,
all
no
can have at it.
I'm
no
I,
promise.
I'm,
go ahead.
My hands.
Okay. Man busted for curbside sex with old couch. And
all right, let's do what we do. Open up the bar, people. Devon's been drinking. Let's go. Come on.
A Wisconsin man has been accused of having sex.
That's a love
with
feat.
An abandoned couch. Police report.
Come on.
That's a love seat there.
No, dude, stop.
All right, I got you. I'm looking at my story.
A Wisconsin man has been accused of having sex with an abandoned couch, police report.
Up there after the Packer game? Because that is Wisconsin, right?
You did say it was Wisconsin.
Okay.
And they take them losses hard.
A has been accused of having sex with an abandoned couch, a police report states. The human furniture coupling was interrupted earlier this month when an off-duty cop out jogging late one night spotted Gerard Streeter, 46.
There you go.
It is.
Justin with a yellow couch, which had been left at a Waukesha curb.
Yep. Give it that couch. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give him the couch that discount. Double check.
Go ahead. Double check.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Streeter is going to kill us.
As a detail, as detailed in a misdemeanor criminal complaint, charging Streeter with lewd and lavicious behavior, Officer Ryan Edwards reported seeing a quote-unquote subject leaning over the couch facing down, and it looked like he was having sexual relations with someone on the couch, end quote.
Oh,
the cop noted that he, open quote, could see the male's hips thrusting up and down on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
End quote.
Getting tight springs.
Yep. Getting them genins
in. As they approached the couch, Edwards yelled, "What are you doing?"
What I could say he was doing, boy, I wish sometimes them rains wasn't on us.
Alleged response.
Oh, I wish sometimes them rains wasn't on us. I know what you're doing over there.
Responded by jumping up and running away. As Streeter fled, Edwards reported, he could, quote unquote, see that the defendant's penis was erect.
Yep.
Edwards concluded that Streeter, quote unquote, had been thrusting his pelvis against the cushions and trying to sexually gratify himself.
Yeah,
you know what? Rubbing his penis between the two cushions.
It was a lazy boy. Now it's a love seat.
There you go.
I made it.
You know what? You know it's the people's fault because they took the thing out and wanted to be nice and sprayed it down with some Febreze.
There you go.
And so next thing you know,
with the blindfold on.
What does this smell like?
It smells like my ex-wife. This smells like lilacs and fresh lubrication. I'm all for it.
Matt, can I?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I hate all of you.
Smells like lilacs.
It is unclear whether the reference to two cushions meant that the couch was, in fact,
that's right. That's right, the two cushions, and I was right in the middle.
You know what they call that?
More cushion for the pushing.
They call
Edwards
that a lazy nap when you do that.
Edwards chased Streeter to his apartment building, but the subject quickly pulled the door closed behind him.
Oh.
He was arrested the following day at a hotel where he worked.
818.
They call that a lazy nap.
514-1202.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
They call it doing a soup kitchen. That is
horrible. No.
Jesus.
Hey.
Oh,
that's
my
nasty.
Goodness.
Couch love.
Couch love. There you go.
By a homeless guy.
I just love the color. He wasn't homeless because he ran on.
He
ran on. He seen the cop, got up and ran on.
Why don't you hump your own couch? You did the neighbor's couch, so maybe he wants to.
Because I've been wanting that couch
that
for couch years.
That couch pregnant, and she don't want to give him none, so he went out and got that new outside couch.
That's been untouched.
Yep.
Ooh.
Passing lost. Yeah. I'm tired of this. Somebody's gonna get Roger.
You went back there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The Jolly Rogers. The Jolly Rogers. That's called getting your Roger off.
Ooh.
American Dad.
That's, I thought he was one.
Who humps a couch, man? That's my question.
What is, who really needs
to get what's
in
the
out?
Water in Wisconsin?
Smooth.
But no, I'm serious. Dog, you don't have to hump a couch.
You
man.
Don't.
You got better things to do with your life.
Get better.
Wow.
You got better things to do with your time.
Wow.
I just, whatever. Yeah, I got
I
you.
I didn't know that.
I just read it.
What'd he say
yep.
real quick?
Here it comes.
Did he have a chin strap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A mouthpiece.
It's for pack mules.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back. We got to take a break, man. True
yeah.
Brothers Radio.
I bet.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I really think the war on terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just a poor excuse.
for you to use up on your wool lips. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9-11 building 7, did they really fool it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, it comes to us.
Barack Obama said he would give us change. Auto bailouts, renewable energy, consumer protection, and Obamacare. Change has made life uncertain, scary, even dangerous in these times. Real Americans want a candidate that will take this country back. Back to what it needs. Back to what it wants. Back to what it's been asking for all along. That candidate is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney and his ever faithful, running mate Paul Ryan, has a plan to give this country what it needs to be proud again. He has a plan to get this country off its knees and bent over the table of stability. He has a plan to give America what it's been asking for. What is this plan, you ask? Well, Mitt Romney says he's ready and pretty excited. What is this plan, ready and pretty excited? Well, it's simple. Romney Ryan plans to undo all of this hope and change bull and get America back on track.
Auto bailout.
Romney Ryan plans on putting GM and Chrysler where they belong and letting the markets give you the car you deserve.
Renewable energy.
Romney Ryan don't do fantasies. Look, you can't put a windmill on a car. They're going to get energy the old-fashioned way, the way God intended.
Consumer protection.
No big government here. Romney Ryan understands that corporations are people and consumers are not. People are guaranteed equal protection under the law. So he'll have Romney Ryan Corporation Protection, protecting the people who make this country go.
Obamacare.
Do we even have to go there? That's out on day one. It will be replaced with Romney Ryan Healthcare Boo-Boo Bonus Bucks. Give these to hospitals and they will make sure healthcare has the right outcome. Romney Ryan, ready and pretty excited to give America what it's been asking for.
This is Truth Brothers Radio, and we approve this message.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Drew Brothers Radio, we're back with H.H. Greg Furniture.
We can help you.
Yep.
With condoms.
Well, plastic covers.
Right.
So if you pregnant the couch, is it considered a roll away after that? Because it's like giving birth.
Ooh,
I'm just saying. You know how they roll them out? You just put your couch away. You don't have to pay no child support. Yeah.
It's a hideaway bed.
Wow.
So I just thought, oh, sometimes you just want some brains off. But check this out, man. Came across this the other day. Elderly abused wife kills husband, then cooks for him.
Well, there you, I'm so sorry I killed you.
Doug, get up.
You want your pork? Do you want your biscuit?
So quit bleeding out your heart.
A 77-year-old New Jersey woman has been accused of shooting her husband of 54 years to death after allegedly suffering years of abuse at his hands.
Years.
Frederica Rosa was charged with first degree. Oh, man, y'all got to see Frederica's face. Yeah, she looks like, have y'all ever seen, real quick, have y'all ever seen that show Last Resort? The new show that came out. All right, remember the
you've seen it.
The with the submarine.
Yeah, with the submarine. You know the ship captain.
Yeah,
she looks like him.
From,
if y'all don't know, this is the he's from The Mist.
Yeah,
he's also from
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, from, he was the general in Fantastic Four.
He did a lot of things, man.
And Glory.
Yeah.
He was the punk in Glory.
He got the bottom black lip and the inside is real pink. Like, y'all know him.
Yeah, three packs a day.
Yeah.
Three packs a day.
All right, Frederica Rosa was charged with first degree. I'm going to put this picture up because y'all think I'm lying. I'm going to put her picture up and dude next to her. Y'all going to think I'm lying. It's her brother. Well, his brother. He was charged with first.
Flash the picture real quick.
Yeah, look. She looks just like him.
Oh.
Yes, she do. Ooh,
and in a permanent frown.
Yeah, she's
that is what we affectionately call Edgar Whooper Bear.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
I hope she. Anyway.
And you can find on every box of rice you ever bought.
Yeah. They should make Uncle Seeley's rice. Uncle Seeley. Our rice is purple. God, I hate people, man. She took the picture on purpose like this. She didn't even try
He's
to unmugly that.
He's dead now.
She looks like she serves chitlins by the bucket. Like
by
this.
The unclean.
Yeah.
You don't need to clean them.
Yeah, she looks like that.
Right, you don't
do.
Need to clean them.
Like,
what, you think you better than us?
Yeah. You get, nah, I'm not soaking that in the tub for nothing. You get in there with it. Like, that's like. She was charged with first degree murder of her husband, Valpa Rosa Sr.
Oh, yes.
Valpa.
Who? Valpa. He beat her for that.
Yeah, well, her,
calling me by my name.
My name's V Money. That's what you call it. At 79, my name's V Money Sr. He was 79 at the Burlington County Prosecutor Office announced on Tuesday. Local police were called to the couple's home 2 days after Miss Rosa allegedly told her children that she killed her husband. Mr. Rosa was reportedly found with gunshot wounds to the neck and head.
Ooh,
but yeah,
the
arm was shaky, but it adjusted.
Real quick, right?
And she gave him the gangster style kill shot. She held it sideways.
That's because she couldn't hold it. It was heavy.
Quit telling him to beat me.
If you talk about my food one more time, I swear to
God. I put the juice on the top like you like it.
Oh,
a 357 Mick Magnum was found on the scene.
Yes, that's heavy. That's heavy.
No, it was a gold wrapper because she got it in before she shot him. PhillyBurst.com reports that during the 2 days, Mr. Rosa's body remained in the home.
For 2 days?
Yep. It ain't like he was stinking enough being that age. She just left him in there for 2 days.
Right.
That's how the bed sort smelled anyway.
Yep. How you doing? Frederica, where Papa Rosa at?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mrs. Rosa prepared food for him and even checked on him while he didn't show up for dinner.
Why won't you come out the room?
Knuckles. Mrs. Rosa told NBC 10 that their mother suffers from dementia and she snapped after suffering years of abuse from her husband. He drove her insane, daughter Rosetta Rosa.
Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone helps you learn a new language is what she does. He drove her to the point where she picked up a gun and shot him.
That's what he did.
Then she rung the Tom and Jerry Bell dinner bell and asked her to come in. I understand why Mama did it, Valpa Rosa Jr. said.
Oh my God.
In addition to dementia.
Thomas! Damn it, Thomas!
No, Jasper!
Get off this mouth.
Howdy.
And she looked like
you ever see
the real Tom and Jerry, the ones before they was edited for political correctness?
Uh-huh.
Like when Jerry would give him the firecracker and he would run and blow up and he looked like the old Negro.
Yeah.
She looked just like Tom after he'd been blown up.
She looked like she runs from a card game yelling, "Excuse me," and just runs.
Party at my house. Well, excuse me.
Yes. OWT and all that. That's how she
Oh.
OWT.
In addition to dementia, the daughter says the mother has physical disability, but she held that gun.
She held that gun.
Yep. That 56 kicked in real quick.
That first shot hit the neck, and she adjusted for the shake.
She's been watching them Clint Eastwood movies.
Ooh, watching that Matrix.
Oh, so she has dementia.
And Alzheimer's.
Right. So she was making breakfast one time, and all of a sudden, she started singing Nutbush.
Yep.
She was making some more chitlins and rice, and heard Nutbush, in-house, out-house.
Yep. Vasper like. That's what she was singing to us. Valpa likes chitlins and beans. I'm going to cook it. Leading to her children to take in two full days before the report of their father to report took, their father's death.
And the children took 2 days.
They were like,
Valpa got no love.
Mrs. Rosa
Valpa.
Valpa?
Valpa got no love.
Yep. Valpa Bush.
He only worked till he was 94.
That's
to put all the kids in college.
Because here's the crazy
Maybe
part.
Maybe he was a little surly. But if you ate chitlins for 3 square meals a day for 70 years, you would be too.
My thing is, the kids had to have some form of bread in their pocket, as we say. Because she's free on, you know how you adjust the 10%? She's free on $150,000.
It is.
Which means, I think it was 1.5 to let out. Yeah. Because they give her the 10%. So she was out.
Let's get her out. Yeah. Valpa finally pushed her too far. Can I get some sugar on my chitlin grits?
Valpa, I swear to God.
What?
Next shot. Now you better be ready for dinner.
Why are you holding your neck?
Something to mention?
Right. That Magnum you got in your hand, baby.
Oh my God.
This is my new B. I call him Stinger. She's retarded. But we're going to put that picture up so everybody can see, man.
Yeah,
that's
one of
the Terrible
Truth.
On the group on Facebook. Y'all got to see this later.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, go to the Terrible Truth on our Facebook page and you can see every story. Because I get too many people asking me, do we make these up?
Yeah,
we don't make these up.
I get that all the time, man. Like, where do y'all find these? That can't be real. Like I tell everybody, man, nobody here is that talented, G. Like, we can't make these stories. We can't even write a decent movie here. We're not that good.
No, we can't write an Alex Cross.
Yeah.
Have you seen the previews for that yet? The television commercials for that yet?
I was at the show today, they showed an extra scene.
I walked through the valley
before
I let him be in my daughter.
Yes, and the villain.
Come on,
and the villain
got a beautiful wife. And she looked up at him, that's not my husband.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. Yeah, no, I don't. I wouldn't date.
But you look awfully nice.
It's just, dude, and then they got the old mother playing his mother again.
Valpa.
Yeah, like it's Valpa's girl, Frederica. She played the mother in The Help. She played the mother who was that The Help? Yeah, that was The Help. When the girl was like, my mama needs to get out there. She's not your, and she wound up dying.
Yeah, right.
That was The Help. She's
right.
His mother.
The mother in that was in the house when the daughter came home from college.
Yeah.
I'm magna cum laude. If she don't get out of here, you are serving.
I came here and get my mama. Excuse me. Your mama's serving us up now. Get out of here. I'm tired of The Help.
I'm so tired of that movie.
Yeah. It really insulted me.
No,
mentality.
I can't watch it. I'm good. I watched
y'all don't want no BB.
Right.
And I guess our Avengers was the woman eating the shit pie, right?
There you go.
That's what we do.
That was supposed to make us feel bad about the whole.
And white people cheered you on.
Yep.
She deserved to eat that.
Oh, real quick, did you see your girl I can't remember her name right now. God, she played the leading lady in The Help.
Right, in her new movie,
Plot.
Yes,
Plot.
Here's the white one. My child can't read. Let's open up a school. Oh, hey, old Negro teacher, why don't you run? Yes, I'll help you. She's always robbing. She never running. Whatever. Whatever. It's the same thing.
But they pinned it all on her.
Yeah. It's the same thing. But you in it. But it ain't never about you.
Yeah.
You're just in it to help.
There you go.
Good job. White woman say, my child can't read.
What?
Let's start a school.
for Negroes, but we gonna welcome them so good.
The Blind Side. It's so many people love the. It irked me. It just,
when the dude was doing
a Jamarcus Webb with the blocking.
Yeah.
And she said,
yeah.
See the quarterback. Pretend the quarterback is me,
your mama,
white woman. Don't let anyone touch the white woman.
And he killed the whole defensive
line.
That's my mama. And it's a bed in her house. And I sleep there at night. So overgrown, sloughing.
Get out of here. 818-514-1202.
You know he kicks it with Precious.
You
know he kicks it with Precious now.
Whatever. They flap arm fat together.
Yeah.
Come on.
He do. That's how they make love. They clap their arm.
Flapping arm fat together.
And screw couches. That's what they do.
Oh, they'll wreck a couch.
I've been saying this ever since we started True Brothers.
You have.
I used to defend her
until she said she wanted to bleach her skin, and then I was done.
Oh, speaking of that, real quick, I know.
Yes, she did.
Here's what it was. She was doing some interview, and she was like, "Yeah, I've been told I was too dark, but I'm lightening up now. I'm working on it."
See this Clorox?
Wow.
Yeah. But did you see Tempest Bledsoe?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pure white lady.
Really?
She lightened up too.
Because they was blaming it on her birthmark that was on her arm,
like
and
Michael
Jackson
and his reverse vitiligo.
But they said she had vitiligo. No, she did 30 years on the Cosby Show.
And it's my birthmark. I had to match my whole body. To look like my birthmark.
I actually
here,
got that picture.
Under my arm.
We're going to put that up inside the Terrible Truth, too, that picture of Tempest Bledsoe, the new Tempest.
It's going to be time for another one of them episodes, too.
Uh-oh. Dre said, don't pick on the girl.
On Tempest?
Why?
I guess.
Why not pick
yeah,
on
why?
Tempest?
What,
that was
what?
Not, she did not, her skin, that birthmark that if you go back and watch old Cosby shows, you do see the birthmark. But. For 30 years, you
it's
on the Cosby
credit.
Show.
No, she's talking about Precious.
Oh, forget Precious,
oh,
man.
Precious, yeah.
Precious
no.
can go ahead and eat another hog
yeah.
neck. I don't care.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since that movie, and she had plenty of
she
time
had
to
plenty
go ahead
time to drop
and
50.
Put the belt around the stomach.
Nope, but you did that. You did Tower
yeah.
Height and put on 20 pounds
yeah.
for Tower Height.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I was rooting for her.
Her.
I said, this is her big break. She going to use it. She had got on that Showtime series. And I said, she's going to use this. And she just never changed and just kept getting.
Even Monique lost weight. Even if she did go ahead and, hey, yeah, I need y'all to put a vacuum
and,
inside
yeah,
of
yeah, because, yeah. Yes, even she lost weight.
Right.
And then once the movie role was over, she went ahead and shaved her back like she was supposed to.
Yeah, you don't want to be a silverback forever. All
right, y'all. All right, that's enough.
Monique was a silverback.
Yeah,
did you see her arm back?
No.
Did you see that movie?
So she don't drag her knuckles.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I got you.
Big girl, yes, but
yeah,
I don't say that.
Gabby? That's her name, right? Gabadola, whatever. She sounds like a new biscuit that they coming out at
Gabby
Dunkin' Donuts.
Gabby Sinabay, come on.
That sounds like some biscuit grease. I swear to Sinabay sounds
wrong.
Like sounds like biscuit grease. It does. I'm sorry.
That's wrong.
Okay, it don't sound like Crisco oil for fresh.
That's wrong. I'm not gonna do that.
All right, that don't sound like a brand of sprinkles.
Tell me, he didn't just
like
say that.
Give me some extra Cinnabay on my donut.
Do y'all got them Cinnabay sprinkles?
Yeah. That's what I like.
Wrong for that.
Okay.
Please. We want truth at att.net.
If y'all want to say Devon's wrong,
there you go.
So saying Cinnabay.
Whoa, what'd he say? Here
no,
come.
Ain't
here
nothing
come.
No, I'm not.
See?
They need to make another
listen, can log into the chat room and see what's going on.
If I was there, I'd do.
She bogus.
What she look like? She looks
all right.
Her weight looks like a
I got one. I got one for you. Hold on. Arkansas GOP calls candidate statement offensive.
I know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me throw this paper away. I know.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas Republicans tried to distance themselves Saturday from a Republican state representative assertion that slavery is a blessing in disguise.
And y'all didn't know?
And the Republican House and a Republican state house candidate who advocates deporting all Muslims.
Yeah, I had that one, but thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
that's cool.
Hey, it's too good to pass up. I'm sorry.
That idiot.
The claims were made in a book written by Representative John Hubbard,
How to Keep Them Loose,
of Jonesboro, and House candidate Charlie Farquhar. I said Farquhar. Of Batesville.
Of Esquire.
Right. Esquire ball card. Right. The books received attention on the internet news sites Friday. Saturday, the GOP chairman, Dole Webb, called the books highly offensive. It's highly offensive. We don't believe it was a blessing because we had to deal with they behinds marching later.
Yeah.
It wasn't no blessing.
You know how much that water bill went when we were spraying down
the right. And U.S. Representative Rick Crawford, a Republican who represents Northeast Arkansas, calls the writings divisive and racially inflammatory in these times where our candidate is behind in the polls.
Inflammatory, like hemorrhoids.
Right.
I hate people.
The institution of slavery that the black race has long believed to be an abomination upon its people may actually have been a blessing in disguise. How else would you have gotten malt liquor?
Yeah. Y'all looking at
it. He also wrote that African Americans were better off than they would have been if they had not been captured and shipped to the United States.
Like Zuma. Like Zuma.
You would not have been happy swinging through the jungles, running around in a loincloth with a bone in your nose.
Look what being captured did for Caesar.
Huh?
On Rise of the Planet.
Well, there you go.
Give them green smoke juice. Make them smart.
There
you
go.
Smart.
Farquhar, who served in the Arkansas House from 1996 to 98, wrote, "There is no solution to the Muslim problem, short of expelling all followers of the religion from the United States." In his book entitled God's Law.
Let's just go in on that real quick.
Yes, 818-514-1202. I want to hear from you on that one.
Firstified, right?
If that don't want to make you get out there and early vote.
My man says that the new book, God's Law,
you can find it in any bookstore with a swastika on it.
We bent that cross for Jesus. That's what it is.
We put those angles in for Jesus. Y'all got him. You liberals got him cross-dressing. We trying to get him right.
See, we break the cross.
Oh,
God. This
really
idiot.
You were better off.
Yeah, of course.
You
didn't
were better
know?
Off. Because, hell, you wouldn't have learned how to moonwalk over there.
Nah. There's no moonwalking on sand, people. Understand that. How would you the last
what
all them rain droughts in your hut?
Shrinking heads all day.
God.
We saved you from all of that, beat you and educated you,
yep.
Because we love you.
And gave you this here religion that you love so much, that you donate so much of your money to it. Don't you like it?
If that white Jesus wasn't here for y'all, imagine what you'd be doing.
Over there hoarding with your one basket in your hut. I'm tired.
What a
people.
Shame.
Yep.
What a shame.
Have you looked over there lately? Not too much food over there.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about your boy Kunta. He wouldn't have got in trouble if he would have had a store to go buy a drum instead of going to make a drum.
There you go.
Capitalism, people. Capitalism.
I understand. Did we not give him that voucher for his new foot? Did we not give him the voucher?
The health plan.
The health plan.
That's right. Romney.
Boo-boo bonus buck.
That's right.
Did we not give him a boo-boo bonus buck?
That's right.
All right.
And
then.
He still walked. And could still lift crates.
Now we had
that running was done.
I bet you now, and we only asked him to do half of his time out there picking it up the cotton there.
And we helped educate. We sent his child to another house to be educated.
See, we knew you wasn't going to take care of your babies. That's
right.
Why when you had them, we shipped them all over the world here
and didn't make you pay a lick of child support. But you want to be free?
You some disrespectful. Well, where's that Denzel Training Day drop when you need it?
Ooh, yes, we don't have to get
that.
Which one? King Kong.
You backstabbing, disloyal. Yeah, that's the one you need right there. How dare you want?
You know what freedom smells like? Pine Oil.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Pine Oil, Jake.
It costs a buck 05.
Yep, I can't.
Oh, Lord.
That part of
this racism is killing me inside.
They high-fived them in the open. But behind closed doors, they, boy.
Yeah. 818-514-1202. So were you better off over here than going home? Was
I
better
don't know,
because
playing the...
We would have been better off if we never left.
No, not them. They said we were, this was a blessing.
I would tell
to
you
be
like
coming
that
over here. We it gave they gave us free showers
we
with
off of our labor.
With power hoses.
That's where the blessing came in for them.
Yep. All that free gave you something to do.
Yep. Every brick that got thrown at you, you could recycle. All that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All of that.
You wouldn't have had Martin Luther King.
You wouldn't have that statue in D.C. right now.
Yeah.
If you didn't suffer all of this. Now, why you got to be so ungrateful?
All that was built by the Asians. Y'all always got to.
You think Maya Angelou would have wrote those poems, beautiful poems, if we hadn't
We gave you the struggle for your spirit. See, that's the problem.
That's right. The jazz. How you think you would have jazz if you were still in Africa? You didn't suffer over there.
Michael Jordan don't exist over there.
That's right.
Get your life right, people. You can't be world champions over there in that continent. That don't happen that way.
My goodness.
I'm tired of people, man. I know how
we also would have been better off over there because we never would have produced some Lil Wayne's and Soulja Boys.
Of course not.
We threw them off a cliff.
Probably.
Oh, that you can't pass cliff. Manhood training. Throw them off the cliff.
Ain't that where they circumcised you or something? I don't know. That's all in roots. That's
right.
What they did. They took you over there, dude hit you with the leaves. And then, bam, they hit
and
you
then
with
pull out the knife and put the anesthesia on there. Oh, wait, we had anesthesia. Wow, who knew?
Nah.
Oh, wait a minute,
yep,
we had a knife,
yep,
which means we were smelting steel. Oh, my goodness.
Epidurals was over there, ladies. How you
wow
like that?
Wow.
How would
wow
you like
yeah
epidurals?
The birthing chair was invented over there.
How
oh,
like
sorry. Pyramids. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Going too
right
far.
Right.
Civilization. Text,
nope,
writing, religion.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now we want split horses. Remember the split horses? I hated that. Well, people know that was a form of torture. They tie you up to two horses.
It was
slap them on the ass.
But either way.
Now they said horses when
yeah
I read.
It was whatever would get the job done.
Right.
Give me two black.
Oh, wait a minute. You want to talk stuff back in front of everybody? You got jokes?
Right.
We going to split you 50-50.
See, we could hang you up there, but that's take you over there to that apology tree. And put you with the rope of forgiveness, but nah, we not gonna do that.
No, we gonna split your crime. Wow, my goodness.
Yep.
Well, it's about that time. It's time to roll it.
Yeah. Wow. We just got 1 minute left.
I was about to go ahead and say we was better. I love the ladies that's over there though. Love my black women. Y'all look good over there.
True Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he talk about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he talk about sexual activities.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girl.
Wow, it's a mom from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, ladyboys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, Asperger's, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Avon. Now we know.
And no one will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
Thank you.
Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm logged into the chat room at blogtalk.net.com.
Same thing.
And everybody, you know, that is the producer supreme, Candace.
It's me.
All right. So, how was everyone's day?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. I can't
day?
Call it.
Oh, we're going to days now.
We've been going to days for the past, right?
3 weeks now?
Yeah, because every time I said week, y'all was like, don't ask.
I didn't say all that. It all depends on the fluctuation of my week. And I said fluctuation.
There you go.
I don't want to confuse my words. People tend to say we
got
both.
I won't complain about my day. It was a pretty good day. One of my employees brought me a peach cobbler today.
That was sweet.
Right.
That was, yeah. It really, really was.
That was sweet, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. So who we hollering at?
You're taking me over here. First off, okay, we got to say condolences out to Sharon McGee, the WVON personality. She passed away this past week. And Steve Sabol from NFL Films. I guess if you're an NFL fan, that's just the way you want to
roll. Well, I mean, he made the NFL, especially visually and with the music and everything. He gave it that style. So, I mean, yeah. I remember as a kid. Growing up, that was the only thing on the weekends you waited for was this week in the NFL. So you only had three stations, so there was no NFL channel or none of that.
Yeah, I just rolled with A.S. Sunday, turn to Fox.
There you go.
My team's playing. Shout out, we got to holler at, first off, everybody that came through yesterday for the Bears party that we had that was off the chain. We had a good time, enjoyed ourselves, and celebrated the W. That's what's up. Got a shout out to my man Marvin over there at the railroad, working hard tonight. Stay up, bro. Shout out to my boy Corey. How's happening with you? And shout out to my man Sosa, Sade, Martez, and Tiffany. Got a shout out to all them people. Oh, and Sydney Johnson. Got to shout out these people out.
All right.
And DJ's B Days. All right, here we go. These names are gonna get with me. So y'all bear with me. I got a lot of people who actually some requests for people to say birthday. So for September 18th, we had Hanifa Abdulamin Mateen. She celebrated her birthday. Y'all were with Kirk Daniels. No problems there. Shelly Monique. No problems there. That was the 19th and the 20th. September 21st, Kelly Dabney. September 22nd, Alicia Ivey and Percy Davis celebrate their birthday September 23rd. And tomorrow, Muhammad George Satin's birthday and Tawana Andrews, and that's from your cousin, Jenny Andrews, who was on the show last week. And, she wanted to tell you happy birthday. That's what
all right. Matter of fact, that's a good idea. Anybody who wants to get a shout out in or wants us to mention their birthday, all you got to do is hit us up on the Facebook page and put your request in. Matter of fact, it'd be a good idea to just friend us, period, and then you can get all the info on the show and
how
whatnot.
How about it? Right.
Yep. And we got 11?
We do. Give me a half second as I'm working the chat room.
So I got you.
That eye contact is important.
Yeah. Matter of fact, what's up to Grown Soul? I see Dre and Law, Dan and Justice.
Say,
yeah.
Make sure you get them.
What's happening, people?
I got to say, shout out to all the Green Bay Packer fans who will be watching, listening to True Brothers and watching the Seahawks.
Hey, I'm not going to even diss. Thank you for being. I know she's a Packer fan and she's hanging here with us. So that's love.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Whatever. Aaron Rodgers is not worth it. The boys are right. He's not great, though.
Pretty damn good, though. But anyway.
Beat the crap out of us.
Okay, Ray got a letter from a Kristen Dumasani, I believe. I guess it's the right way to pronounce it. Forgive me if it is not. But she says, "Hi, Ray. I listened to the show last night and want to let you know that I really enjoyed it. You all are hilarious.
I like the format and the content of the show. I like that the show is not only is not the only matter being discussed. Although you discuss issues that we should pay attention to because they affect us as a community, I like the lighter side as well. Personally, I would have voted for the pork steak. And I can't imagine what I would do if someone came after me with a prosthetic leg. Laugh out loud. I'm still laughing. Anywho, congratulations on the show. I think that it is a good thing that you're doing and that it matters. I will be a faithful listener and will send you show topic suggestions soon. Take care and have a great day and an awesome week.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's what's up.
All right.
That's how you just, I just do it like that, man. Just give them that. So now we really appreciate that.
Uh-oh, they clowning over here. Devon, you getting clowned. Oh,
yeah.
That's the whole football you dig.
First off, we got time.
With all that out the way, this is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Pack a Sup. That's it. Now, go ahead and say yours. Say two. Now.
Also, by Terrell Owens' first-round draft pick condoms, perforated for her ambitions. Also, send in 10 proofs of purchases and get a free gold digger turkey baster.
There you go. Anyway. Anyway, this story came across a couple of pages.
I'm still kind of stuck on that.
Yeah, that's real.
Perforated.
For her ambitions.
For her ambitions, that's right.
Go first round draft pick.
I'm just a little.
Yeah, it happens.
Go.
Check it out. This story has been passed down, and I'm sure a lot of people have read it already, so we're going to do it again.
Divine, you just opened.
Woman finds out late husband was her father.
Yikes! Yikes!
She found out on her anniversary.
Yeah. Nah, this is real. I know a lot of people have covered this and have read this story, but it's actually hilarious, and I had to bring it to True Brothers, man. The next time you think you're having a bad day, imagine how Valerie Sproul, I guess that's how you say her name, felt when she discovered that her husband and her father are the same person.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she looks like 90-year-old Whoopi. Not that her life had been a breeze 4 decades earlier when she found out that her at the age of 9 that the man she thought was her father was actually her grandfather, and the person who had been identified as a family friend was actually her mother.
Wait, I'm all confused.
There you go.
Wait.
All right, let me run that back to you.
Please.
Let me run that. Just said Booger Wolf.
Whoopi Booger Wolf Ben. So, check it out. At the age of 9, the man she thought was her father was actually her grandfather, and that the person who had been identified as a family friend was actually her mother.
There you go.
Take that in your life.
Wow.
Why?
Valerie. Hey, man. Sometimes God brings a man your way.
Oh, yeah. Joe Neckbone just entered the building. What's up, Joe?
Valerie Sproul, a 60-year-old Dolestown woman, wants to show other folks born into miserable situations that they can still lead good, productive, fulfilling lives.
There you go, because she set the example.
There
look at
go.
Me.
Yeah, I gave my daddy a piece, but she didn't know.
That was Uncle Daddy.
And dad was here. Yeah, who's your daddy?
Yep.
Who's your daddy?
Nah, really.
I ain't playing.
And when you're done, go clean up your room. Valerie has now retired. She worked for 34 years in an accounting department at Goodyear. She has 3 kids and 8 grandkids. My question is, are the kids by him?
Yeah, obviously. So the kids are her, her kid brothers and sisters.
I want y'all
literally.
I'm so confused.
This my kid brother.
Yeah. I want you to meet my daughter. My daughter.
Little foot, long foot.
There you go.
Junior.
There you go.
Oh, they all sluffs, too. Oh, yeah. They all slut.
They all got that down.
They all got that down.
Are they his kids?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, and they all put the square blocks in the round holes.
Curse you, round holes. Although Valerie has fought through serious health problems, she believes that that they were brought on by stress of discovering the longtime family secret in 2004.
Yeah, that'll give you cancer.
When her husband/father died, she is relentlessly upbeat and optimistic.
Everything will be all right.
When asked to estimate how many people know about this, she laughs and says, half of Akron?
Yep. They always laugh when I enter the room.
But wait a minute. Why,
hey, everybody.
Why Justin's got to say Jermaine and Randy Jackson have children?
They do.
Oh, my God.
They do.
Randy
and Carmel Butter.
Oh.
They knocked up. I think Jermaine was hitting Randy's wife.
Wow.
And she gets child support from both of them.
That's cool. I mean, not that that's cool. I mean, like, dude, he hit Janet. This dude hit his wife.
Whatever.
I mean, his sister.
Whatever. Keep it in the family.
There you go.
Damn.
Valerie has been working with a therapist since she found out. She praised the therapist for helping her realize she did nothing wrong.
The therapist did good work once he stopped laughing.
Yeah, I know, right? But we're going to finish this. We got to take a real quick break. We're going to finish this story. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Now double your money.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Keep thinking.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio. We are back, and Daddy is kicking it.
Yeah.
Daddy's living large.
Yep. I always love my daughter. She's my favorite girl. So finish this story. In case you guys are just now tuning in to Truth Brothers Radio, we just found out that this woman named Valerie been doing her daddy and didn't know. Long story short, married him. The man in question, Percy, died in...
That is a name.
That is the dude that's working on your pot in the alley.
That's husband daddy.
Yeah, Percy. And he got the cigarette stuck to his mouth. Yeah.
That dope.
Know what it is. Your trans drive's messed up. That's what it is.
Girl, you look like a girl I know back when I dumped her.
Look like my daughter.
How you doing? I'm Percy.
And if you're going to put this in a terrible truth. So when y'all see her picture, you'll see why. He did her a favor because no one would.
Percy died in April of 1999 at the age of 60, born in Mississippi. He worked in Akron as a truck driver and later as a parking lot attendant at Morley Health Center. Morley.
Wow. What Morley?
My man is a winner.
My man Percy. He and Valerie's mother hooked up when he was only 15.
There you go.
Although Valerie says she's not 100% certain he knew
because
oh, okay.
he never talked about it. She strongly believes that he was aware of the taboo he had committed but was simply afraid to tell her.
Yeah, because by that time the damage was done.
Oh, yeah. Come here, give me some.
Go make
purse.
Some pancakes. Maybe we'll make Percy some pancakes.
You know what Percy likes
better? Call me daddy.
Yeah, you know what Percy likes better than anything?
No.
Right.
Yo, Percy. Okay.
Duh. Okay, please. Don't
okay.
even start.
She fights the natural indication to hate him because people who hate don't get into heaven.
There you go. There you go. But people who do that just walks right in the door. Again, that's a good thing. Hey, don't forget our second hour topic today of what would Jesus do.
There you go.
And we're going to be talking about Jesus and the possibility of him being married.
Oh.
Not to his daughter.
Getting some Percy.
Don't.
What's wrong with okay.
Don't.
Yeah. Wait till hour two. Yeah.
Right. You already going to clown in. Let's just.
Oh, you know I am.
Be easy. Please.
And if you don't make it into heaven when the time comes, she notes, you can't hit the reward rewind button and try again.
There you go.
That's a quote.
Just got to live with it.
I know this is her. I know there's reason why I'm still living, she says, and it's to tell this story. That's just that's how we're ending everything. This is the reason I'm still here, and that's to tell this story.
That's that, yeah.
Everybody,
yeah, you should have kept.
I want y'all to meet my husband.
Yeah, you could have kept that one to yourself. You really should have kept that one to yourself.
Yeah, it's to tell the story.
Yeah.
I guess everybody. See, we all learned something here.
I got you. Yeah.
I guess I don't know what y'all learned. I just take care of your kids in more ways than one.
There you go. All right, check this out. Man allegedly beat his girlfriend with her dog.
How is that even possible?
They're called doggy style.
There you go.
Just ask.
I guess
a Florida man has been charged with strangulation, domestic battery, and animal abuse all in one after allegedly beating his girlfriend with her pet dog. Stanford police say that Michael Waynes Jones, 42, got into an argument with his girlfriend on Thursday at their home. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the arrest reports state that Jones was angry because his girlfriend arrived with her daughter, and one of them was trying to smoke crack cocaine.
What?
Yeah, he got mad because he kept telling them, yeah, bath salts is what's in. We don't do this now.
What happened was he told him, I'm going to beat the dog out of you. And then took a puppy and slapped her with it.
Jones' girlfriend tried to drive away, but Jones allegedly tried to stop her. She and her daughter told the police that he came out of the house, punched out the car window, and pulled her small dog out of the vehicle and threatened to kill it. Jones reportedly began swinging the dog around in the air when his girlfriend tried to stop him. He pummeled her with it.
That reminds me of a movie.
He allegedly began to choke her and then let go and fled on his bike with the dog in tow. He jumped on his Harley. Yeah.
Wow.
Beat her with the dog.
What kind of dog was it? Doesn't say.
It doesn't say.
German Shepherd.
Yeah, I don't think it was a German Shepherd. I'm sure that Chihuahua got the hell beat out of him.
Chihuahuan. Because he was crying.
Wow.
Whatever.
Yep, 818-514-1202. Yep. Just to say man's worst friend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, don't smoke. He took a stand against drugs. Don't be smoking that crack around here.
I guess. I personally find it funny. It's just why would you take the dog and swing it in the air? Like
that was something that was going to hurt her.
Right.
Oh man, if I saw that dog,
I know the dog was just probably like, I'm sorry.
I watched a kitten get kicked across the street. The neighbor got pissed off. He threw that cat up in the air like a little Nerf ball and kicked it.
You just going to keep letting your cat walk in my yard?
Exactly.
Oh, my neighbor already like that, man, cuz our
hilarious
neighbor across the street just
it's
got
wrong
all these stray cats.
For my Peter,
and they go in
home
his yard, and he's an older gentleman who loves his yard. He be beating the hell out them cats, man. I'd be laughing.
I don't know, man. Animal cruelty is wrong, but I will see it and laugh. I don't know why. Like, I have a problem
animal
laughing
cruelty
at something
is wrong, but if it wasn't funny, I mean, look, in Blazing Saddles, when the dude knocked the horse out, that's funny.
That's funny.
But that's a movie.
But I'm saying in real life, man, I laugh at stuff that's not funny in real life, and I find that to be
like
wrong.
Like putting an M80 inside a cat, that's funny to you.
Yikes.
I don't know.
That's a, you know, they tell you that's like one of the signs of a psychopath, that they mutilate animals.
I used to put firecrackers on kittens' legs when I was younger, man.
I did. See?
I'm not ashamed. I'm just saying. I used to do stuff like that.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Here we go.
We got a caller. Unknown, you're on with the Truth Brothers. Go. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Joe Nick phone me. Y'all killing me with this dog story.
For real, man. We thought we had a throw for a minute.
It's real, though.
Oh, man. My God, man. You killing me, man. You're killing me. Man, I had to swipe this and post it on Facebook. I'm sorry, man. I had to do it.
It's to get you started, man.
Yeah, and he took. I appreciate the fact he took a stand against drugs. You're not gonna smoke crack in my house.
No, he's gonna beat dogs in his house.
That's what he did.
Right.
He gets the Michael Vick Award.
Yeah,
right.
There you go. Oh yeah, that. Oh boy, yeah. Michael hadn't Vick had cleaned up his act. He was gonna be a sponsor. Michael Vick choke chains.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Man. I can see it now. Michael Vick is like, I support him.
Right. Michael in the back like, wait, before we get too hasty here, let's just ask what she did first.
Exactly. Let's not jump to conclusions.
Right.
But think about this, man. You know, you out there on the street doing your thing, and somebody's going to see that woman and say, damn, you the girl that got beat by a dog.
Which is the dog won't speak no more.
Yep. Oh, that dog is not no
more. Why didn't you cut your nails?
Yeah. It's not only that dude beat the ass, he beat the ass with a dog.
Her dog. He took her dog and slapped her
with it. Then jumped on his motorcycle and drove away killing the dog.
Yeah, got a lucky dog in the pocket.
Now that's gangster.
That's gangster.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, thanks for calling in, Joe. We appreciate it.
Y'all killing me over here, man. For real, man.
Appreciate that, man.
Keep listening. There's more to come.
Oh, I had to take a strip of my... had to take a real quick slip of my Sprite here. Throat was getting parched from laughing at the dog status real quick.
Oh, wow. That's a mess.
Here we go. It's Candace's turn,
yep,
people.
And you know Candace bring the best story.
And she gets mad at us, so we're going to do our best not to
interrupt. Part of that is because I never get to finish.
But it's funny.
But no, it's not right.
Yeah, you know your stories are the majority of our YouTube clips. It is. Oh, and everybody, please don't forget to go to YouTube and check out our channel at Truth Brothers One and check out our YouTube clip.
YouTube.com/truthbro.
Yeah, we got to keep putting that out because boy, we are growing, man.
Getting there.
Yeah, we getting there.
Candy.
We were just waiting for you.
Yeah.
It's called filler. We're filling till you're ready.
Shut up. I got it. Ready? Are we sure?
I don't make promises that I can't keep.
Cut his mic off.
It's probably best that you do that. It's probably for the best you kill.
Man got drunk at a sixth grade choir concert, challenged the principal to a fight, and then got pistol whipped by police.
Nuh-uh.
I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to say it again.
I know. We're going to go ahead.
Man got drunk at a sixth grade choir concert, challenged the principal to a fight, and then got pistol whipped by police.
All right, all right, all right.
That's
what he wants to do. Why is my kid a tree? Really?
A Georgia man was arrested after allegedly assaulting police officers while drunk at a sixth grade choir concert. Officers say that the 34-year-old Billy Jack Melton Lakeland, Georgia, was disrupting the concert and refusing to leave even when asked, then told by school officials. While in the parking lot, Melton took off his shirt and challenged the school principal to a fight.
You think you can take me? You want some?
Yeah.
You want some?
What you want to do?
Let me take off this Rebel Yell T-shirt.
There you go. That's my Confederate
Melton
flag
shirt. Melton took off his shirt and challenged the school principal to a fight, the criminal complaint says, before apparently attempting to drive away from the school parking lot with a woman and a 5-year-old child in the vehicle.
Come on, let's go.
Officers were on the scene when Melton got out of the vehicle and went to the passenger side in what appeared to be an attempt to switch spots. After noting alcohol on Melton's breath, officers ordered Melton to leave the vehicle. He refused the charges state. When an officer tried to physically remove him from the vehicle, Melton swung at the officer's face with a closed fist.
Ooh, yep. Bad move.
I thought this was America. Is that
bad
America?
Bad move.
Locked
Two
him up.
Other officers tried to assist with the first officer to subdue Melton, who by this point was swinging his arms wildly, the complaint says. Melton pushed one of the officers back onto a nearby vehicle and threw another backwards. While officers continued to try and place Melton under arrest, he made a grab for one of their guns.
That sounds like a hog tying contest.
Yeah, it was over.
The officer was able to maintain control of his firearm and pistol whip Melton in the face.
There you go.
There it
Nothing
is.
Nothing like a pistol whip and a straighten the muscle.
That's a mess.
That's
All
funny.
Righty.
Why is my kid a tree? Yeah. Why can't he be the fairy princess?
Of course.
Whoa. What are you talking about? Oh, you want to discriminate? Let's go. Won't go.
Yeah, he took his shirt off.
Took his shirt off.
Started singing while
Principal
he was
a woman, too. Wow.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow. Now, look, do you transfer your kid after that?
Was it his kid?
Yeah.
Well, what you think? He just grabbed a 5-year-old and put him in the car?
No, I'm thinking like
he tried to leave with his.
With the wife and the kid, and then the cops pulled up and he told the wife, you get over here in the driver's
side. Well,
it
had to be the little sibling, the little brother or sister, because he was at a sixth grade choir concert. So
I don't think he's 5 years old. If you're in sixth grade, you like 12.
Either way, I feel bad.
That's
what
I'm like,
run away.
What if he just, nah, that's not how the real Thanksgiving went. And just picked the kid up. It just started getting crazy. That's what I'm asking. Like, maybe that was it.
They didn't eat with the Indians. They beat the Indians. Be real.
Nah. He was rooting. What you mean that they was killing them Indians? That's not real. That's false life. Well, we got to take one more quick break. We're coming back with more Truth Brothers Radio, and it's my turn. Truth Brothers.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. Brothers Radio.
The following is a real-life simulated conversation between an on-call advisor and a subscriber. It took place on October 2nd, 2005.
On-call emergency, this is Rita speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, my car is stuck in a ravine and I'm freaking out.
I've put in a request for emergency assistance. In the meantime, your car is equipped with the Trunk Monkey feature. Please push the red button.
Okay, done. He's taking off my shoes.
Yes, sir. The Trunk Monkey is there to help.
Okay. He's licking me. He's licking my leg. All right, stop that!
He's trained to give you emotional support during this stressful time.
By licking me? Down, monkey!
The Trunk Monkey. He'll do anything he can to help. An innovative idea you'll only find at Suburban Auto Group.
Are you still there?
Stop, monkey! Stop! That thing is loud! Stop, monkey! Oh, that feels so good! No, that feels bad! No, stop, please!
Come to Suburban Auto Group for a surprising car buying experience and free Trunk Monkey gear, located off Highway 26 on the way to Sandy.
Another inebriated beat. You know what time it is, straight for the street.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Look, crack, don't mess with that. Speed, don't mess with that. Whack, don't mess with that. Freeze.
Yeah, all right.
It was.
Carlos Romero, accused of having sex with miniature donkey.
Really?
Put that jacket on.
Yep. Florida.
Of course, Florida.
Oh, yeah. A farmhand who claims he gets aroused when animals are in heat and mating got caught with his pants down, literally, with a female donkey in August. The arrest report says that a man delivering a horse to the farm he rents caught Carlos Romero without a shirt and his pants around his ankles pressed up against the back of a donkey in a tack room and appeared to be having sex with it. When Romero's called the tack room.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The attack room, right. And when Romero spotted the witness, he stepped away from the donkey, pulled his pants up, and walked away.
It ain't what you think.
Spoil sport.
It ain't what you think. I was going soft anyway.
Go ahead. I was done anyway.
Yeah.
Romero told Marion County detectives, when the donkey is in heat, he will stand behind her, scratch her whiskers, and masturbate. He says
this
she likes that,
nasty.
And he likes the way the fur feels on his privates, he admitted. He said he's done this five or six times.
Sorry,
And this is what he said. The people in Florida, this is a backward state, and the people here frown on zoophilia here.
I thought it was called bestiality.
Yeah, I did too,
whatever.
Right.
Either way, he's special.
He's an animal.
He went to Dan say sorry.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
Yeah, he did. He was charged with sexual activity involving an animal.
They are just making up crimes for everything. I'm not with bestiality or nothing like that, but God, you are just making, man, whatever.
You don't believe that's a crime? Well, all right.
I mean,
really?
Let
me ask you something. Y'all ever knew how VD got started?
I heard rumors.
European sailors who believed that women on a ship was bad luck would do the sheep, and that's how venereal disease got passed around the human population.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So.
Yeah, so
the way
sounds like a crime
now,
to me.
Well,
hey,
I'm not
about
rule.
Still,
that's what I'm saying.
You don't want him. You don't want him humping the donkey and coming home to the missus.
That's his missus. I don't care what
could
he
be
doing.
Be your mistress.
I doubt it. I doubt that very seriously. Because I'm sure what his name was.
Oh, Romero.
There you go. There you go.
Carlos Romero.
There you go. Leave it there.
There you go.
Leave it there. I rarely see those with a little bit of tan on them doing things like that.
Oh, don't
rarely.
Don't even go there.
We got a caller.
Yeah.
Let's get our caller.
504, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's happening, man? It's Noble Pie. I'm up here laughing. Did the donkey press charges?
The donkey had nothing. The donkey was getting his whiskers scratched. She was happy.
Now they... No, they're not on a reel. I just Googled that. She's going to donkey court. She's claiming rape. So hopefully he gets convicted and he serves a little bit of time.
If the Republicans ain't changed the law and
right.
Was it legitimate?
But they serving him with time served in donkey years.
That's an
A. All right, let me ask you something. Do you think it's a crime?
Well, to do animals?
Yeah.
This is on what? Beside and also on inhumane? That's something, how would they call it, inhumane? And the human was involved.
There you go. It's inhumane.
Probably.
It's inhumane.
What's
the UN got laws? What if the United Nations got laws against that?
For, right?
She was asking for walking around all in heat.
What,
yeah,
right?
Look at how
you know Carlos can't handle it.
Yeah, look at how that direct.
Carlos was over there bailing the hay.
Right,
was like, "Ooh, you keep teasing me here.
Yep.
Keep teasing me
over there, slamming, slinging that hay over there on the Amish community." Can't get to my porn as quick as I'd like to, so I'm gonna go ahead and. Nobody looking. My bad. We got my mom. That was there. Oh, okay, man. Thanks for thanks for listening to True Brothers, man.
That's right.
Bring you some levity to your thing, man. So to your day, but yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, man. That just makes you feel a little weird. Them giraffes have a sexy walk, though.
Where's Mulatto when I need one?
Yeah, them giraffes have a sexy walk. I ain't going, come on, man. Let's be real. They look like women.
That is so nasty.
They don't walk like elephants or nothing like that.
Yeah.
That's how Precious look when she walks.
I'm
going to read my story.
What?
That's true.
Yeah, see, a nice woman walks like a gazelle or a giraffe, and then you got Monique, the big one, that walks like an elephant or hippo.
Hey!
That's cool.
Really?
Monique doesn't have a steady stomp when she walks.
Monique do walk angry.
Thank you. Precious don't have a steady
Precious walk
stomp
like,
when she walks.
Yeah, Precious walk like,
I gotta
check my sugar levels every block to make sure I don't go overboard.
Wait a minute.
I'm mad they don't give me the regular syringe. I gotta go in there with a butter knife. See how it slides down there?
Yeah.
I usually just wipe my face with butter,
nasty.
Put it on my bread.
Okay. What?
You say she sweat margarine.
You caught that one, didn't you?
You ever seen the
Country Crock commercial when they got the tub and they just have her head sitting on the plate and just
that's
baby don't touch up. That. Nah, that's
rub precious. Rub your cornbread on this.
Yeah.
That's messed
up. Is that
butter?
Okay.
Nah. Principal says peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist.
Oh yeah.
Quit mixing your brown with your purple.
Uh-huh.
Your dogs on our white bread.
Get a load of this. An Oregon grade school principal suggested in a newspaper interview that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches might be racially and culturally offensive. What about Somali or Hispanic students who might not eat sandwiches?
Trust me, a Somali gonna eat anything put
that's
he's
wrong.
Gonna eat anything put in front of him.
But please,
he ain't turn it down.
But
nothing.
But
Veronese Gutierrez told the Portland Tribune.
That's messed up. But it's he gonna be like, please. You mean I get to have this whole sandwich to myself?
Please, no,
with
just,
no flies.
No,
just the crust.
You mean I get to have this with no flies?
Hey,
no, just the crust.
Delicious.
Oh, Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
Don't have to share off my brother finger?
I don't know why I keep doing this with y'all.
I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry.
Oh,
this is our sense of humor. We are very smart. Let's just say, but we have a weird sense of humor, and this is showing. No, please, just a smidgen of the grub.
It tastes great when it didn't come out the airdrop.
Just a lick of the crumb, please. I would work for you.
I hate read stories with y'all.
I would walk over, but I'm so weak from the fly swatting. That is okay. Okay. I'm sorry. We are wrong. We're going there.
Oh, man.
We're going to that peripheral hell. Whatever.
Oh.
The one that we can't
see. Have you ever fallen fly for food?
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it. Sorry.
You right, mean I ain't supposed to eat them? I thought they were called fruit flies.
All right.
That's wrong, man. Why would I not eat them? They're called fruit
Gutierrez.
Flies.
Now I got to start all over.
Yeah,
y'all
okay.
Just ignorant as hell. Okay. An Oregon grade school principal suggested in a newspaper interview that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches might be racially and culturally offensive. What about Somali or Hispanic students who might not eat sandwiches? Veronese Gutierrez told the Portland Tribune. Gutierrez, principal of Harvey Sky K-8 school, was being interviewed about the school district's equity training program designed to narrow the achievement gap.
That's crazy.
The newspaper said she, quote-unquote, picks up on subtle language of racism every day.
end quote, and used the peanut butter sandwich to illustrate her point. Another way would be to say, Americans eat peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything like that? Let them tell you. Let them tell you, she told the newspaper. Maybe they eat torta or pita.
Uh-huh. That ain't racist. That's not. Taco Tuesday's not racist at all.
Just because you got peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kindergarten class today doesn't mean that you being racist to the Hispanic kid or the African kid.
Well, let me finish reading the story. The equity program is called, quote-unquote, Courageous Conversation, end quote, and it involves taking educators through an intensive program so they can understand their own, quote-unquote, white privilege, the newspaper reported.
Yeah.
Rob Cowie, the communications director for the Portland Public Schools, told Fox News that they were aware of the story, and to their knowledge, it was factually accurate. What we're trying to do in our school district is to ensure that we have instruction that is meaningful and relevant to every student in the classroom, Cowie said. In some cases, that means offering programs strictly for students of color.
Ooh.
Right.
Just as stupid. Just as said, what happened to Fish and Grits Day?
There you go.
Man,
and
yeah,
a super
I missed
donut.
That.
And a super donut.
So what do you have for the people of color?
Watermelon and pork.
Right.
It's Watermelon Wednesday, Taco Tuesdays. They just
that come on.
Cover the
it's
board.
Peanut butter and jelly.
The newspaper
just
provided
to say about chicken and waffles.
The newspaper provided information about the drum corps that was set up for Black and Latino Americans. Gutierrez defended the class and denied that it was discriminatory.
Because I'm sure them Black
when
and
white
Latinos
people do
not
it,
eat that.
It is not a problem. She told the Tribune, but it's for kids of color. Then it's a problem. Break it down for me. That year, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's your white privilege and your whiteness. All right.
No, come on. Really?
It's peanut butter and jelly.
I'll tell you something right now.
It's peanut butter and jelly.
I, for one, enjoy me a warm. You ever had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off? I don't look at it as, oh, well, if they serve this in a school, I'm
right.
sure some kids might not.
How dare my kid not get his shrimp fried rice?
Right.
Whoa.
I feel offended here.
Nah.
You could at least give him a kid chopsticks if he's going to have a peanut butter.
Exactly.
Jelly. Come on.
Show a little bit of gratitude.
Come on.
If you're going to give him this, give him a sombrero. It makes him feel more at home.
Arminia says she can't stand peanut butter and jelly. Or what? Just peanut butter, period. She can't stand it.
Girl, she don't know what she misses. She better get her life together.
Andrea said you got to serve it with some grape Kool-Aid.
Well, that
would be for the color.
That
would be
color.
For the black
there
people.
You go.
Right.
What's your favorite color? Grape. I hate people. I'm sorry.
Well, we got hog maws and chitlins
right.
for the black kids. We got refried beans on a tortilla for the Mexican kids. See? We're being fair. Give me a break.
God, you know what kills me about that, though, man? Like, why are we taking everything that, like that? Is that serious? Is it really worth? That's not even worth. Come on. It's
right.
It's not even a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a normal, hey, y'all hungry? Y'all ain't got no money. Y'all better get in there and make some peanut butter. How many times have everybody heard that? And
right.
considering these times.
Right. We got bean pies for the Muslim kids.
You
here
know.
You go.
Nah, yeah. Now, if they say the peanut butter got pork in it, then no, you don't give that to the Muslims. Whatever. I'm just done, you know.
Like I said, I don't think the Ethiopian kid is.
Oh, he don't
about
care
that.
At
he
all.
He is like, I'm good.
He's like,
give
oh,
me a
man,
fork
this,
and a knife. I'm good.
This is the biggest feast I've ever seen in my life. You ever seen Ethiopian hoarders? Crazy, man. You ever seen that?
No.
What
are you talking about?
Ethiopian hoarders. You know what hoarders are?
Ain't that kind of oxymoronic?
Yeah, because like dude
that's
had
messed
like
up.
Four. He had four.
Like they can't hoard nothing.
No.
So
when UNICEF dropped the crate, they can't hoard them.
No,
right
it's
here.
Crazy.
Right
dude had like two boxes, and one old TV box that said, how did it get like this? Right. Have you ever wondered, like, when they drop them food drops, have you ever wondered, like, with the crate smash and how much food would get spilled or something?
Y'all remember that damn Chili commercials?
They're dropping boxes.
Right here.
You killed
right
my son.
X.
With a poisonous pot roast.
That's messed up.
That is, why would you drop food like that on people? That's one thing I didn't get. Those crates,
they can't,
like,
they got nowhere to land the plane, but they want to give them the food.
Man, sell it over there, man. Come on, you ain't got to drop that. You ain't got to drop. You 3,000 feet.
What if you miss? What?
Right. It's
no,
like
they're professionals,
a
man.
Okay.
They know what
you're
they
a professional
doing.
Rice dropper.
Yeah.
It ain't like it's on a parachute. It's not like they're
just dropping it.
You start off small, like throwing rice and wind. Z say, I'm ready for bigger.
I'm ready for bigger stuff. It's a bag, and then you move up.
Yep. Then that's next thing you know how you go to basketball games, they shooting T-shirts in the audience.
Right.
You out your plane shooting rice.
You when you get over the drop, you start playing that music.
Yeah. That old Bulls, we winning music.
Right.
Drop them.
That is
You want to know something else that's messed up? Okay, you know, like when you got two teams playing in the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one team is going to win, one team is going to lose, but they both print up T-shirts
and hats, yep,
and hats saying we won.
Right.
So, what do you think happens to the losers' merchandise?
Goes over to the Ethiopia.
It goes over not just to Ethiopia, but it goes to the underprivileged kids,
the ones that don't want that peanut butter and jelly.
Right. So. Some kid around Columbia is walking around with a Super Bowl band shirt from 05.
Or
a lack of MVP.
Or a Houston Oilers shirt.
Right.
Super Bowl champ Houston Oilers.
Oh, wow.
Good times.
Yep.
Good times.
There's some Utah Jazz championship shirts around there, Jack.
Look, my
you
man,
know what's
said, hold on, Justin said that old welfare peanut butter was like cement mix.
Hey, hold on, Justin.
Oh.
Hold on.
Now I know y'all kind of young. Was y'all around for government cheese?
Rubber cheese,
yes. Did y'all actually get government cheese?
I didn't get it, but yes. I got the peanut butter.
You got
no,
the peanut butter.
I got the peanut butter.
Okay, did you
all right, we just said peanut butter
we
on the front.
The whole you dig, the powdered milk. The damn brick cheese that you could level your couch out with.
Hey, that brick cheese.
But
man,
the
you
best
got,
grilled cheese
you got
sandwiches
4 days. You got 4 days with that brick cheese. You better make it. When it's fresh, delicious, and put it on your bread to make them thick grilled
it
cheese sandwiches.
It made real good grilled cheese.
But once it start, once that oxygen start getting to it, there's been. She's not kidding. There's been many people who's leveled their couch.
Yeah,
with
I can believe
cheese.
That. I can believe that.
The
but,
powdered
hey,
milk, you got to milk mixed with the water. Damn.
Hey, man, growing up, though, real quick.
Nobody ate that peanut butter that I knew of.
Man, hold on. I was going to get to that. The one that came in that
and
can.
And the aluminum can.
And had the white wrapping that just
yeah,
said
peanut butter
on it.
Yeah, well, what do you think
it
was going to say?
Shit on it.
Uncle Sam's peanut butter.
Yeah. We want you to taste us.
It might as well have.
Just to say powdered potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nah, man, on the real, that's when I first got hooked on and warming my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches up, because I had an uncle who used to get that. During the summers, we used to go over to his house and chill.
Man.
What'd he do, put it in the sun all day?
No, what he would do
is,
remember the old toaster oven that you sit on top of your oven? And you turn the dial.
Oh, a toaster? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a toaster. Good old toaster.
So
yeah,
what
that's
he would
old
do,
school.
What he would do was he'd make me and my little brother a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then we would just sit back, man, like, hey, man, go on here. He would, man. And it came off real raucous.
Right.
And it would tear your bread up. Let's not lie.
Yes,
oh,
it
yeah.
Would.
It would tear
oh, yeah.
your bread up.
All that shit would tear
but
your bread up.
But once he put it in that microwave, and it's, man, it was, man, that was good eating. That was good, man. I used to want to go over there. Hey, Uncle, I won't say his name. Hey, Uncle, man, you gonna make some of them peanut butter? And
yeah,
come on over
come
here.
Come on,
and that was
go get the can opener, boy.
Yeah, oh yeah, because you ever had the one where you didn't have that can opener, so they punched it on the side and then pulled it around?
Yeah,
yeah, that's what he used to do. We didn't. He didn't have a can opener.
Yeah,
that's because he stayed
school.
In the project.
That's
man.
Old so, school.
That's back when we had choke sandwiches.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
What you know about? You don't know nothing about no chokies.
What are you talking about, bro?
Chokies? Oh, yeah.
The hole in the project.
Yeah.
They got a chokie.
Yeah.
And every Sunday, Saturday, hey, man, yeah, get your choke sandwich, get back, get your little apple.
with that. And that was some hard cheese.
I don't know, man. We used to just
Tokies
get that,
on that stale bread.
They had, and they had the package. The only thing I didn't trust
was
the mayo.
Who did sugar bread?
I never did that.
You never did that?
I know people. I never got off into it. I know people who did.
Am I the only one here who did sugar bread,
and
really?
Sugar sandwiches and all that?
Yeah.
I mean, and mayonnaise. I mean, not mayonnaise, but syrup sandwiches.
No,
I ain't do all that, man. I was hurting. We
were
hurting.
Butter and sugar yeah, bread.
Yeah, Drea said. Drea with
sugar
you.
Sugar bread. Butter, sugar. That's all you need. That's
nah,
it.
But then again. No.
Nah.
But then again.
Thank
I didn't. I wasn't big on rice. White rice when I was a kid, so I had to put sugar on the rice.
I couldn't eat rice.
I can't eat sweet rice.
I can't eat rice. I can't eat beans.
Justin said mayo sandwiches.
Nah, Justice. Nah, man. A sandwich just ain't a sandwich without Miracle Whip
or meat.
Oh man, have you ever had someone make you a sandwich and they put Hellman's on there and you got mad?
Oh,
because you wanted Miracle Whip.
Dude,
and you get that Hellman's,
dude. Because your taste buds
yeah.
are set
yes.
for Miracle Whip.
Yes.
And any sandwich bread, I hated sandwich. My dad loved sandwich bread. They had that relish in it.
That's Hellman's.
I hate
Hellman's.
That man.
Yeah.
No, you know Hellman's had regular mayonnaise in their joint, though.
Yeah, I don't know. No,
yeah.
All I know is it wasn't Miracle Whip. It ain't Miracle Whip. I'm going to get upset.
I can't eat that, man. Because it's bad that my taste buds are trained for Miracle Whip. Like any other.
So thanks to everybody who tuned in. Stephanie, hope you keep tuning in. Wrong
yeah.
soul,
hey,
everybody.
You,
yeah.
Everybody. Joe Neckbone.
Thanks for calling in, man. Dropping y'all knowledge.
Everybody in the
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, we are growing by leaps and bounds.
Thank
and I want to tell everybody,
all
please.
All of our other guests, thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, tell three friends about the show. Keep spreading the word. We are growing by leaps and bounds, and we just want to say thank y'all
yeah.
for all
Straight
of that.
It's truly all because
this
of y'all,
been
man.
Great.
There you go. So this has been a G-Network presentation, and we're going to let you know if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers, y'all.